Hello, I'm Jonathan Abrow, an avid and intrepid traveller. From scuba diving to jungle trekking, skydiving to glacier walking, I've travelled to all seven continents of the world. I've crossed the Arctic and Antarctic circles, stood with my feet on either side of the equator, and climbed to the top of Mount Kilimanjaro. Being diagnosed with retinitis pigmentosa and going blind have not stopped my travels, just changed the way in which I experience them. As I share some of my adventures with you, I hope this will encourage you to try some travels of your own. As I reach my next jungle adventure, we're heading off into the rainforests of northern Colombia and Parque Tayrona. On this occasion, we were just trekking through the rainforests, and having been traveling for quite a number of months by now, Annie, my amazing partner, was giving me directions as she always did on where to put my feet and where to step up or step down. Unfortunately, for the first time in all these months, Annie got her lefts and rights mixed up, and I ended up standing in a hole and twisting my ankle. Fortunately, it wasn't too bad, and I was able to continue with the trek. But what it did mean is that when we got to the campground, we had to learn the Spanish word for ice, which is yellow, so that I could wrap some ice around my ankle and just let it calm down a bit. Sometimes learning the language is by necessity rather than anything else. Along this trek, as the rainforest met the ocean, we reached the beach where the current was so extreme that there was signage up in every language you can imagine, warning people not to go swimming, as so many people had died trying to swim in this ocean. We heeded the warnings with great care and just continued on our trek, taking in the beauty of our surroundings. The campsite of Parque Tayrona is made up of not tents, but hammocks. How exciting that we would get to spend a night swaying in a hammock, listening to the sounds of the rainforest and the sea. In the morning, we continued our trek on through the beach areas alongside the rainforest to a point where we could then take a boat ride round the rest of the headland of the coast and onto a small fishing village. We rewarded ourselves with a delicious meal of freshly caught fish. Well fed and very happy, we continued our journey onto our next hostel and headed off to continue our adventures. Join me next time on RNIB Connect Radio for another adventure. But for now, I'll leave you to plan your own travels.